How do black people feel? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. If you're a black American today, you know there's one question every white person wants to ask you. How does the success of Barack Obama make you feel? And if you don't get asked today, get your answer ready, because if he wins in November, you will surely get asked. I don't know how black folks put up with it. Nobody went around asking white people how they related racially to the first white astronaut walking on the moon. Nobody asked white people how they related racially when John McCain became the oldest white man to get the Republican nomination. Everybody seems to have concluded that Barack Obama's defining characteristic is being half black. Well, that's undoubtedly what made him news, but it's not what made him successful. His mother was an anthropologist who raised him in a house full of books, who, if the moon was full, would wake him up to come outside and admire it, who valued education, who searched for God, who drilled him on his multiplication tables, and who, as a result, raised a son smart enough to go to Columbia and Harvard. He's also, by nature, an ambitious man willing to put in 18-hour days to get what he wants, and is married to a Princeton-educated lawyer who is more than willing to take him down a notch if he gets too full of himself. So, does this mean black people can now rise to within reach of the most powerful office in America? Well, absolutely. If they're raised to value education, are brilliant, ambitious, work like crazy, and have a smart and supportive spouse. Kind of like that first astronaut. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.